Winnie the World loves the Africa Oasis Project.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. Why are you carrying that glass of dirty water? You're not going to drink that, are you?
No, I'm not. But there are millions of people around the world who do drink water like this because they don't have clean water to drink.
That's terrible, Winnie. I can't imagine only having dirty water to drink. Doesn't water like that make people sick?
Yes, it does. The place with the biggest problem in getting clean water is Africa.
Why is clean drinking water so hard to get in Africa?
Most people live in villages that have no way to pump water. In order to get water, they have to walk long distances to rivers and lakes. This water is very dirty, especially because all the animals use this water to bathe in.
Do we have missionaries helping with this problem?
Yes. The Assemblies of God has formed the Africa Oasis Project that is committed to getting clean, safe drinking water to the people all over Africa.
How are they doing that, Winnie?
The missionaries working with the Africa Oasis Project help in four different ways. First, they dig water wells in places that need clean water. Secondly, they teach the people how to collect and store clean rainwater.
That's a great idea. Rainwater is free, and it's clean when it falls from the sky. If people can learn to collect it and store it, they can have clean water when they need it.
Thirdly, the people are taught how to keep their water wells clean and in good working condition so they'll have water for many years. And lastly, the people are taught how to protect the soil and how to deal with drought.
Drought happens when it doesn't rain. This can be a big problem in many places in Africa. It sounds like the Africa Oasis Project is a much-needed ministry. Can you give us more information about how they dig the water wells?
Digging a water well can cost a lot of money, and BGMC is helping to pay for water wells all over Africa. When a well is dug, it's usually dug next to a Bible school or a church, so that the Christians can take care of the well and tell people about Jesus when they come to get water.
That's a great idea, Winnie. People can come to get water and then hear about the living water of Jesus. He can cure their spiritual thirst. It's also exciting to hear that the kids here in America are helping the people in Africa get water by giving to BGMC.
Oh, yes. Many, many people get saved when they come to get water. It's a great witnessing tool for the Christians. BGMC is also helping to pay for Buddy Buckets.
Buddy Buckets? What are Buddy Buckets?
The missionaries noticed that people were coming to get water in old, dirty plastic containers. So they had the idea to help provide clean buckets for the people to put their water in. Since BGMC is providing the buckets, Buddy's face is on each bucket given out.
That's really interesting, Winnie. Buddy is going all over Africa. The people in Africa most likely don't know who Buddy Beryl is, but when they see his smiling face, they'll know that the kids in America care enough about them to give money for the buckets and the water.
Thanks, kids, for giving to BGMC. Every penny you give is important to God, and all those pennies add up so that our missionaries have the money to help people all over the world. Thank you for all you do to raise money for BGMC.
Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and for telling us about the exciting ministry of the Africa Oasis Project. We look forward to the next time you come. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever you drink a glass of clean water, remember to pray for the people in Africa who have no water to drink or only dirty water to drink. And pray for the missionaries working with the Africa Oasis Project. Sing with me as I go. Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus.